Hello, my dearest listeners, and welcome to another edition of A Word is Worth a Thousand Images. Are you a little bored? Do not. Are you a little under the weather? Do not. Think of the marvelous, amazing things life offers to us. And as the song goes, when I'm feeling sad and I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. So come with us to one of your favorite things, your radio program, A Word is Worth a Thousand Images. Today's showcasing lots of interesting things. First, José Luis from First Course of Advanced will interview Jennifer Prufer, a half-Korean, half-Bostonian girl who has traveled widely and who's got very interesting opinions to share.
Jennifer, what's your opinion about the Spanish educational system?
Well, I have observed some differences between the Spanish and American educational system. I don't know all the details about the system itself, but I can tell you that I've seen some cultural differences. And if it's okay, could I talk about that instead? Yeah? Okay. So I did notice a big difference with the relationship between the teachers and the students. For example, in America, you would never call a teacher by their first name, right? But I have observed that that happens here. So here I think there is more of an equality between the teachers and, well, among the teachers and the students, whereas in the States, I think the students have a bit more respect and there's more of a distance among the teachers and students. And I think that does influence, well, greatly influence classroom management and the whole, classroom management.
So do you think that students don't respect teachers as much as in the States?
You could say that, but on the flip side, you can also say that there is more of a distance in the States. So I guess it depends on which way you look at it.
Can you tell us something about the similarities and differences of the way people spend their leisure time?
Between the States and
Spain, of course.
Well, I think many people do practice sports, but in the States, many women and girls practice sports as well. Here, I've only seen men or guys playing soccer or football or tennis, jogging. So that's one difference I've seen. Other than that, I think that Spaniards tend to be more active and they practice more diverse sports like jet skiing, rock climbing, because it is a lot cheaper to do that here.
So it's a question of money?
Yeah, too.
Not of time. Mm-hmm. All right. Someone told me you're really fond of literature. Mm-hmm. What's your feeling about e-books?
E-books. Well, I personally prefer reading hard copies. E-books, I don't know. When I try to read something off of like a machine, I don't know why, but I tell myself to read more quickly. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I just feel more urgency to flip through the pages, so that's why I don't really like them. But I assume it's very good for the environment, right?
I think so, but e-books are cheaper. You can find them on the internet, but I think we have to keep on buying books because it's something that goes with the history. Can you recommend for our listeners some authors or books from the American literature?
I personally like to read autobiographies just because you learn about how people make decisions, and I think that's a very important skill in life, of course. I'll just tell you a recent autobiography I read is by Peter Peterson. I think the title was something along the lines of American Dreams from My Father, something like that. He was the founder of BlackRock, the big investment private equity firm. So I do recommend that book. Other than that, I do like Mark Twain, if you're into fiction.
Really?
Yes, I like him a lot. I like the honesty. You can just tell he's a very honest and humorous man just by reading his fiction. For example, Tom Sawyer, Tales of Huckleberry Finn, and whatnot.
And it's also an American landmark in the literature.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you live in Boston. What are the differences, if any, among the different part of the state?
With living there, you mean like culture-wise, or?
Yes, well, in general, culture, the way of living. You know, here, for example, in Spain, people from the north are not the same as people from the south.
Yes.
They are different. People from the south are more friendly, if you want. But well, open. That's the word. But in the States, as is such a big country,
yes,
there must be a lot of differences.
Yes, there are.
The main differences you find.
Okay, sure. Well, Boston is in the northeast, so maybe you can compare that to the north of Spain. People are, I don't really want to stereotype, but they are a little bit more colder, right? And Boston is a famous city. They call Boston something like the Athens of America. There are many, many universities in the area. So the education system is phenomenal, and because of that, you will find many white-collar workers, and so maybe you could say that you can find snobbish people there, right? A bit arrogant. It's definitely an expensive city to live in, and so like the weather and the educational system definitely affects the culture, I think, and people are, I think, a bit open-minded when it comes to different cultures, as it received a lot of immigrants. And what else? If you look at the architecture, it looks very British, with brownstone buildings.
In fact, it's called New England.
New England, yes. That's the whole northeast area, with Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, all that area, because that's where the first settlers went, right, from England.
Okay, Jennifer, that's all for today. Thank you very much for being with us.
Okay.
And we hope you'll have a good time in Spain.
Thank you.
And we'll hope to be with you in next programs.
Okay, great.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
And now, Maria Jesus' first course in the morning shift will make a choral participation with the activity My Best Friend.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright.
My best friend is Emily. We laugh, dance and enjoy together. I have very funny moments with her. She always shepherds me.
My best friend is Carmen because she has a great heart.
She lives in Madrid, Toledo, Albacete. She goes from Toledo to Madrid 3 times a week. I went to her house from Madrid last month of April. She lives in a flat. She doesn't have a pet because she doesn't like animals in her flat.
My best friend is Maria because she's funny and I love talking with her. Also, she's always there when I knew her.
I want to tell about my brother-in-law. He is 36 years old. He is English and he is from London. He lives with my sister in a very nice house near Wimbledon. He is very tall and he has short black hair and broad light eyes. He is very clever. He works as an engineer. He speaks English very well, but he doesn't speak Spanish. He likes driving a sport car and ride a bike. He loves listening to the music, and he hates coming to Spain in summer because the weather is very hot. I like him because he's a very nice person.
My best friend is Tony because she's the best person I know, and she's always when I need her.
My best friend is Lola, because I can always speak with she. Sometimes we meet together.
My best friend is Oscar, because he is always when I need him.
My best friends are Paki and Ilu, because the time with them is happy and it goes very fast.
After that, our teacher Consuelo and Luis Miguel Peña from First Course of Advanced will enlarge our knowledge about April's Fool.
Have you read this article? Dogs to stretch small Sarkozy?
No. What is it about?
They say President Sarkozy will overcome his short stature with a height increase in operation.
Come on, you've got to be kidding me.
Well, it says that it will be a risky operation, but doctors will be able to add an amazing 5 inches to his height in just over a year. When surgery is completed, he will be an inch taller than his stunning ex-model wife, Carla Bruni.
I didn't know that was possible.
Me neither.
Where will it be done?
At the Poisson d'Avril Medical Center in Geneva.
Oh, now I understand.
What?
What's the date on the newspaper?
Let me see. The 1st of April. Why?
I knew it. It's a joke.
But...
April Fool's Day, Poisson d'Avril in France.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
Well, listen and learn. What is April Fool's Day and how did it begin? Well, that is a very good question. The origin of this holiday is rather uncertain. However, the common belief holds that during the reformation of the calendar, the date for the new year was moved from April the 1st to January the 1st. During that time in history, there was no television or radio, so word spread slowly. There were also those who chose to simply ignore the change, and those who merely forgot. These people were considered fools, and invitations to non-existent parties and other practical jokes were played on them. All Fools' Day is practiced in many parts of the world, with practical jokes and sending people on a fool's errand. Others believe that the origin began with celebrations at the spring equinox. Do you want to hear other typical pranks?
Go ahead.
Typical April Fool's pranks include putting salt in sugar bowls and sugar in salt shakers, and putting toothpaste between the sides of an Oreo cookie. You can also get up during the night on April Fool's Day and set every clock in the house ahead 1 hour. Don't forget the clock in the car and the wristwatch. This takes some talent. The family will be up and ready for work 1 hour early. Then, with no trouble with traffic or parking, they begin to wonder why others are late for work. When other people arrive and say, "No, I'm not late," they soon catch on.
And to raise your spirits, we'll listen to Avril Lavigne's Nobody's Fool.
Fall back, take a look at me and you'll see I'm for real. I feel what only I can feel, and if that don't appeal to you, let me know, and I'll go, cause I flow better when my colors show, and that's the way it has to be. Honestly, cause creativity could never bloom in my room. I throw it all away before I lie, so don't call me with the compromise. Hang up the phone, I got a backbone stronger than yours. Turn me.
am. I'm not the milk and Cheerios in your spoon. It's not a simple, here we go, not so soon. I might have fallen for that when I was 14 and a little more green, but it's amazing what a couple of years could be.
And remember that we have just celebrated Easter. Would you like to know more things about this festivity? All right, stay tuned to Lumis' students Dionisio Barrios and Imanol Briongos from Intermediate Second Course.
Easter is the most important festival in the church year, more important than Christmas. People begin to get ready for Easter 40 days before Easter Sunday. These 40 days are called Lent, and they begin on Ash Wednesday. The day before Ash Wednesday is Pancake Day. During Lent, some Christians stop eating a favorite food, like sugar or chocolate. In the past, people traditionally stopped eating eggs and milk. So, just before Lent began, they took all their eggs and milk and made thin, round cakes called pancakes. People eat pancakes in different ways in different countries, but in Britain they usually have them with lemon juice and sugar.
Let's have a quick look at the recipe. It's really easy. To make about 12 pancakes, you need 125 grams of flour, salt, just a little, an egg, 300 milliliters of milk, butter, sugar, and lemon juice. And now, how to make them. First, put the flour and salt in a big bowl. Then, make a hole in the middle and break the egg into it. Use a fork to mix it all together. Slowly mix the milk into the egg and flour. Make your pan hot and then put some butter in it. Put 2 big spoons of the mix into the pan to make a thin pancake. Cook for about half a minute and then turn the pancake over. Toss it if you are feeling clever. Put the pancake on a plate and keep it warm while you cook the other pancakes. Finally, eat your pancake with a little lemon juice and sugar.
38 days after Pancake Day is Good Friday. On this day, the Romans killed Jesus Christ in Jerusalem about 2,000 years ago. Christians think that Jesus came back to life 2 days later, on Easter Sunday. Easter is now a Christian festival, but the word Easter comes from Yostri, the old name for the goddess of spring. Easter Day is the Sunday after the first full moon, after the first day of spring, the 21st March. It's always between the 22nd March and the 25th of April.
Enjoy, and bye for now.
The TV says I'm not the girl.